KQED.
This week, Congress opens its first serious discussion on comprehensive immigration reform in 6 years. No matter how contentious, the debate offers a glimmer of hope for an estimated 11 million people living here illegally, eager to come away from the shadows and the constant fear of deportation. For those already deported, after setting down roots in the U.S., life can be grim. Amy Isaacson reports, just over the border in Tijuana, some deportees are living underground. Literally.
I'm standing here in the bottom of the Tijuana River. Though the rush of water you hear sounds idyllic, this river is lined in concrete. The banks are about 30 feet high. It cuts through the city for miles and drains sewage and runoff. Trash swirls around in eddies. A dead, bloated dog just floated by me. No one knows exactly how many people live along this river. Estimates range between 1 and 3,000. Many of them were deported from the United States, like Abimael Martinez.
This is the main entrance I made for when the police come.
Martinez stands over a hole he dug. This is where he lives. It's just a few hundred yards from the U.S.-Mexico border fence. This hasn't always been home. Martinez owned an automotive body shop in Riverside, California for 8 years. He went to church, had a girlfriend, and was like a dad to her kids. But 2 years ago, he was detained at a traffic checkpoint for driving without a license and deported to Tijuana. Now he's dodging the police. They think deportees are vagrants and criminals and sweep through the river canal to flush them out.
A cop took my backpack and threw it in the fire when they came and burnt our stuff.
During the next raid, Martinez threw his backpack in a hole. It survived, so he began to bury his belongings every day, and he dug himself a hole. He invites me down. And here we are. It's... Martinez has reinforced the walls with wood. He brags that a police truck rolled over a few days ago and it didn't cave in. Martinez made a lid for his hole from a styrofoam cooler. When the police come, he pulls it over the entrance. It lies flush with the riverbed and looks like just another piece of trash. The U.S. government has returned hundreds of thousands of people to Mexico since 2009. That includes a combination of people formerly deported and those caught and returned the same day. In fact, more people have been removed to Tijuana than to any other border city.
¿Es el principal problema ahorita de la ciudad?
Tijuana's police chief, Alberto Capella, says deportees have become Tijuana's number one problem.
It has social repercussions for the city's image, because it's people who look like they don't have anything to do wandering around the city.
Tijuana has a long history of migration, but in years past, people would pass through the city on their way to the U.S. If U.S. authorities sent them back, they'd turn around and cross again. Now, many stay in Tijuana. It isn't as easy to hop the fence as it used to be, and many of these people consider the U.S. home. They plan to cross again, or at least want to feel close to their families there. That's why some live in the fetid canal, in drain pipes, even in trees. Capella blames these people for crime, especially, he says, the ex-convicts who serve time in U.S. prisons.
Pero...
What are we going to do? Cross our arms and hope the issue resolves itself? Or do what we need to do and assume the risk that one of us could go too far?
Capella has been criticized for violating deportees' civil rights. He says it isn't police policy, but may happen in the course of keeping the peace. Most of the deportees Tijuana police arrest committed minor infractions or none at all. As for the U.S. deporting convicted criminals to Tijuana, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement won't say how many. If the numbers track worldwide statistics, fewer than 0.3% were murderers. Many had no criminal record. Nevertheless, blaming deportees for crime has caught fire among Tijuana's leaders.
We can't think that all migrants are criminals.
Father Ernesto Hernandez Ruiz runs the Padre Chava Soup Kitchen in downtown Tijuana. Volunteers, many of them were deported themselves, flip tortillas on a hot griddle. and say grace.
Señor mío y Dios mío.
About 1,200 people eat breakfast here every morning. Father Hernandez says the majority are deportees. Many live in the river canal, like Martinez. Hernandez says many are deported with the 20 or 30 bucks they had in their pocket when they were caught. That covers a hotel and something to eat on the first night. The second night, maybe they sleep in the street.
Ante esto, desde la policía.
For the police in Mexico, just seeing someone dirty and disoriented like that is enough to detain them.
Hernandez says it's a quick slide into desperation.
Puede ver aluminio, cobre, lámina.
Back beneath the riverbank, Martinez sorts scrap metal to try to make a few pesos. He saves the nails because he's remodeling.
Muchas personas se van temprano a trabajo.
A lot of the guys drop off their backpacks for safekeeping before they go to work. So I want to separate the drop-off space from the bed.
Martinez is proud of his ingenuity.
Set an example, and a lot of people are building now.
Martinez estimates he's seen at least 25 people digging recently. He says they all hope to get out of their holes soon and cross back to the U.S. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.